Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Ma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله عز وجل Open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله أهلا وسهلا بكم to our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. On this pleasant and beautiful morning, we say مرحبا to one and all. From wherever you have joined the early echo, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. In today's program, we are going to be discussing the spiritual accounts of a great, 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 great personality, subhanallah, who is famous by the name of Sheikh Sadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah, Zawajal, it's my honest appeal together with our respected honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir, Qadiri Attari, Damul Barakatumul Aliyah, that we're going to be speaking about this great personality. Inshallah. And we are going to extract beautiful lessons from his blessed life and try to implement them in our lives, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Stay locked with us until the end of the program. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's inshallah, azza wa jalla, work towards becoming obedient towards Allah azza wa jalla and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, by reciting abundance of durood and salat, all your difficulties of this world will come to an end. Alhamdulillah, Mu'asab, the very famous poet that we are speaking about, the very famous wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we are discussing and speaking about, the very famous scholar and alim and arif billah that we are discussing, dear viewers, his famous name and his actual name is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Muhammad Muslihuddin Saadi Shirazi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, though people know him by Sheikh Sadi, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is his full name. He is famous by his kunniyat, by his appellation and his pen name, Saadi Muasab, Alhamdulillah. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, he, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, was born in the year 589 Hijri, corresponding to the 1333 AD, Allahu Akbar, in a city called Shiraz, in a city of Iran. So it is a city, or it is in Shiraz, Muasab, yeah, which is situated in Iran. And Sheikh Sadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, was a very, very famous personality, Muasab, who written many, many books, an author, a poet, alhamdulillah. In fact, for those who don't know who's Sheikh Sadi Muasab, for those who have heard this name for the first time, and there are many people out there who may have read his books, ulama and scholars of Islam who spread the message of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muasab, use many of his works, Muasab, such as his aqwal, his teachings, his sayings, and they are, you know, little and small in sentences, Muasab, but they are filled with lots of meaning, subhanallah. And today we will be honored to listen and hear some of his teachings together with his blessed biography. But the very famous Sheikh Sadi rahmatullahi ta'ala is the very same personality who has composed very famous and popular kalams, Muasab, which is recited throughout the world. For example, a very famous and recognized kalam, which is written in the shan of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which needs no introduction. The moment I will start this, inshallah, azawajal, I'm sure every person that's watching Madani Channel out there right now, Muasab, will perhaps recite and read with me, because this is a very famous kalam composed and written and penned by none other than Sheikh Sadi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Now, inshallah, the moment I commence with this, inshallah, it's the earnest appeal, my earnest appeal to the viewers out there to kindly recite with me, inshallah, to invoke the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sheikh Sadi writes and he composes,
بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ بلغ العلا بكماله كشف دجا بجماله حسن جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله.
And then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he composes his kalam, which we merge and we recite these kalams together. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says,
وَكَمَالِ حُسْنِ حُزُورِ غَيْبِ كِ گُمَانِ نَقْس جَهَانِهِ وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نقص جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دھواں نہیں صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ صلو علیہ وآلہ.
Mawsa, we just stated about Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that when he composes Kalam Balaghal Ula Bi Kamalihi, he was pasting at some place, Mawsab, thinking and contemplating as to what should I write after the first stanza, Balaghal Ula Bi Kamalihi, Kashafat Duja Bi Jamalihi. And some ulama and scholars have said that in the state of anxiety and concern as to what should be the next line after this, because he was drowned and engrossed in the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he penned these couplets. And then Mawsabiri stated that his eyes closed for a moment and he slept and his fortune smiled at him for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed him in his dream and said to him, what are you thinking what to write? Thereafter you can write Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Allahu Akbar. That's when he awoken from his sleep and then he completed this kalam and this couplet, Mawsab. So these are the pious people, Mawsab, even whatever they compose and write in the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is directly heard by the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sometimes the beloved Nabi even dictates to them what to write and how to write, like Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Mawsab, coming back to this question here, the first question is that when his name is Muslihuddin Abu Muhammad, his takhallus and his name together, why is it such that he is famous by the name of Saadi, Sheikh Saadi, throughout the whole globe, Mawsab?
One reason is that his father Abdullah, he used to work for this king, and king name was Saad Zangi.
Achcha.
So he, alhamdulillah, he has a nisbat with the king, and alhamdulillah, he must have been a pious king.
Mm.
And Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah must have looked up to him. Therefore, he adopted the pen name and the takhallus of Saadi with the nisbat of the king.
MashaAllah. Achcha, so this is the reason, dear viewers of Madani channel, why his name is Sheikh Saadi, or why he's famous by this name, Sheikh Saadi. Mawsab, another question. It is said that in his early life, Mawsab, there was some war that took place in his country, due to which he was unable to acquire ilm-e-deen, go out at a very young age. However, when he finally left his home to acquire ilm-e-deen, then he enrolled himself and he traveled to the city of Baghdad-e-Mu'alla, and he enrolled himself into some madaris and some jamiat of that time, Mawsab, where he acquired ilm-e-deen. And it is said that for approximately 30 years, in his blessed life, he continued acquiring ilm-e-deen, seeking the knowledge of Islam. Mawsab, can Mawsab share with us some of his madani pearls, his, you know, the words of wisdom, striking words? So many years have passed, but though thousands of novels and books were written even after these personalities left this world, but until today, Mawsab, the world still benefits from their literature, from their works. Why is it such, Mawsab? And can Mawsab also, together with that, give us some madani pearls and some teachings of Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali?
Alhamdulillah, Uzur. You know, the wisdom of our pious predecessors. No matter how long time must have elapsed, like for example, from the time Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala came into this world until now, it's been like 1,000 years. But his wisdom still stands fresh and evergreen even today, mashallah.
Allah.
So the
Allah.
Older the wisdom, the more impactful it has survived the test of time. So a wisdom that has survived the test of time, mashallah, that wisdom is more meaningful. Why? Because it hasn't been proven wrong over 1,000 years. So alhamdulillah, something that hasn't been proven wrong over 1,000 years, that is the wisdom we should acquire.
Allahu Akbar.
And he, alhamdulillah, as Ma'asab has mentioned, he traveled for 30 years in search of ilm deen, and he came to Baghdad Sharif and Madrasa Nizamiya. He was enrolled in, mashallah, historical institute of learning, alhamdulillah, at the time.
Ma'asab, there were kitne fortunate hazrat honge us zamane ke jinhone us madrasa mein apna investment kiya honga. Ma'asab, how fortunate are those individuals who invested the money and their time assisting to grow that jami'ah, that madrasa. Likewise, today we motivate the viewers out there. There are so many jami'at and madaris of Dawat Islami. You don't know which personality will be the next star to shine, that will, you know, take forth the work of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, graduating from the same madrasa that you have sponsored, from the same madrasa that you have assisted financially, or in any way that you have or you can help, inshallah. So yes, this is a motivation that the person who may have invested in that time was unaware that this is the same madrasa which will produce students like Ghawsiyah Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And what sadqa-i jariya this could be for those personalities, those investors, those businessmen at that time, Muhasab. Alhamdulillah. Ji Muhasab, continue with.
So madrasa, we have heard, alhamdulillah, the stories of a person who just passed by the madrasa of Sayyidina Ghawsiyah Pak. So a person who can attain Allah salvation Allah. Just by gaining proximity, and he just walked past the madrasa. The person who walked past, that has attained salvation. So what about the person who studied there?
That is the
real crux of the matter, that we should always attach ourselves to Islamic education, alhamdulillah, and that's where the wisdom will thrive and alhamdulillah will flourish. So the wisdom of Sayyidina Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, inshallah, let's start with the lesson. There has been many words of wisdom that he has imparted with us. And to begin with, inshallah, let's start, because this is the early part of the morning. So this is the best time to start by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings that he has bestowed upon us. And Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he also starts his world famous book, Gulistan-e-Sadi, mashallah, which was admired by the Awliya-i-Kiram. They used to teach and learn it as its spiritual manual, mashallah. So the first thing he discusses, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he very beautifully says, Muhasab, har nafase ki faro mi ravad mumbidde hayatas. That every breath we take, it lengthens our life. Vachu barmi ayat, so that is the case when we inhale the oxygen. Vachu barmi ayat, and when we exhale the carbon dioxide, he says, mufarrihi dhat, meaning it provide satisfaction to the soul. Subhanallah. Pas dar har nafas se do ne'mat maujood ast. So in conclusion, in every breath we take, we, alhamdulillah, it is wajib, he says, it is wajib that we make shukr for every breath we take twice. Why? Because inhaling and exhaling, both are ne'mats. So on every breath, two shukr is wajib in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says,
subhanallah.
Az dastu zaba ki bar ayad, kaz ahde shukrash badar ayad. How can it be possible for anyone to rightfully thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if this is the case, that we have to make shukr for each breath twice that we can, mashallah, take every day, thousands of times a day.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Do we make shukr for that? That is just one thing out of the millions of bounties that we enjoy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy.
And I second you on this point, Muhasab. This is the truth, that every blessing of Allah azza wa jalla is a collection of countless wisdom, Muhasab.
Subhanallah.
Every blessing on its own is a collection of countless wisdom, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. And alhamdulillah, we should make Allah shukr and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, you know, for people who think and assume that we have done enough shukr to Allah azza wa jalla, this is the ultimate truth, that yes, science and technology has prospered and has progressed to great heights. ऐसे ऐसे चीज़ें ईजाद हुई, लेकिन आज तक साइंस ने ऐसी कोई मशीन ईजाद नहीं की है जिससे हम ये मेजरमेंट कर सके कि हाउ मच ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स हैव अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल्ला बेस्टोड अपॉन अस. वी कैन नेवर मेजर, यानी द ह्यूमन कैन नेवर थैंक अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल्ला यूजिंग देयर इंटेलेक्ट इनफ फॉर ऑल दोज ब्लेसिंग्स व्हिच ही अज़्ज़ा वजल्ला हैज़ बेस्टोड अपॉन अस. एंड शेख सादी रहमतुल्लाहि तआला अलैहि एक्सप्लेन्स टू अस हाउ वी शुड मेक शुक्र ट्वाइस अ डे, एंड दिस शुक्र इज़ वाजिब. द फैक्ट दैट यू कैन ब्रीद is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us, those people who are living on oxygen machines, us those people who are surviving on tanks to breathe and to have fresh air, which Allah azza wa jalla is providing for you without any difficulty, should we not make Allah shukr? Allah azza wa jalla has bestowed countless blessings upon man, but man is very ungrateful. Man is very, very ungrateful. In fact, when Allah azza wa jalla intends to do some good for a person, subhanallah, then he azza wa jalla blesses him with the tawfiq of thanking him, of making shukr to Allah azza wa jalla, because Allah azza wa jalla never deprives the person who makes shukr. Why? Because he himself promised in the Holy Quran Pak that if you thank me and you be grateful to me, I will increase you in your blessing.
Allah subhanallah.
So this is a promise of Allah azza wa jalla. If we thank him and we be grateful, then we will see more blessings in our rizq, we will see more blessings in our sustenance. Unfortunately, Masab, we have forgotten to thank Allah azza wa jalla. It's just like how we remember all the beautiful places in the world, we have forgotten the Qabristan, Masab. Likewise, we remember everything else in the world, but we forgot zikrullah, the zikr of Allah azza wa jalla. Likewise, we think of all the other blessings except for those blessings which we take for granted, because we receive it daily, Mu'asa. Every day from morning to evening, even in our sleep, we are benefiting from this blessing of Allah azza wa jalla. So keep in view the teachings of Shaykh Sadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and this will make you obedient automatically. Every time you breathe, subhanallah, as he says, when you exhale, Mu'asa, the contentment is felt within the soul. Because usse kitna rahat ki saans is bande ne liye. When a person lets out his breath, he takes a breath of relief, you call that Mu'asab. This is also a blessing from Allah azza wa jalla, that a person is filled with anxiety and worries and troubles, and suddenly when he sees something good, it's all out, Mu'asab, and he feels all good thereafter. So dear viewers, to cheer you up, to remember that this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make shukr to Allah azza wa jalla for this blessing as well, and you shall see more blessings thereafter, inshallah azza wa jalla. Ji Mu'asab, all these are the blessings of Shaykh Sadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and we have of course even heard about his ibadat, Mu'asab, taqwa, piety, being a totally Sufi person, dedicating his life for the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, waking up for tahajjud salah, yearning for tahajjud salah, reciting the Holy Quran Pak, being engaged for hours and hours in salah, crying in ibadat, making dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla from his childhood. Mu'asab, he stated that bachpan se aap ko ye tarbiyat di gayi, and through his blessed father, mashallah Azza wa Jalla, his people that trained him, his asatiza, put him in this line. So besides being a great poet, we learn that he was a great abid, great worshipper. He was a very Sufi person, dear viewers of Madani Channel. With regards to his bayat, Mu'asab, the question is, in which silsila was he murid, Mu'asab?
Alhamdulillah, he was a murid and a disciple of Sayyidina Shahabuddin Sohrawardi.
Achha.
And this is, alhamdulillah, of course, one of the four major spiritual orders that are there, as there are four fiqh orders, alhamdulillah, right. Schools of thought. Right. Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi'i, and Hanbali. And likewise is Qadiri, alhamdulillah, silsila of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Then there is Chishti, there is Sohrawardi and Naqshbandi. So Sohrawardi silsila, he belonged to Sohrawardi silsila, alhamdulillah. And he was the disciple of Sayyidina Shaykh Shahabuddin Sohrawardi, rahmatullahi ta'ala.
Allah, 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 Allah. So Mu'asab, during his time, the time of Shaykh Sadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, what's noted that, is it true that the books that he has written is because of the things he has observed in his life, Mu'asab?
Ji, actually, his whatever his life experiences were, because he, alhamdulillah, as we have just learned that he traveled for 30 years in search of ilm-e-deen. And in his travels, he traveled extensively. After the famous traveler and a traveler who toured the world, who wrote maybe the first ever world's atlas, that, you know, atlas copies, sometimes we feel fascinated, you know, to see different parts of the world. We're knowing the cultures through these atlas books that are available. So he was one of the most traveled Buzurgan Din, alhamdulillah. And after Ibn Battuta, he is known to be the second Ibn Battuta, mashallah, who traveled the world. And he had traveled different parts of the world, and he shares his experiences after he done traveling the world and experienced the wisdom of different parts of the world. And he pens it down and summarizes it in his world famous Gulistan-e-Saadi, mashallah. So these are his life experiences, whatever he learned, as much as, you know, the tasawwuf that it entails. So this is now based on experience as well. So one thing is knowing something in theory, and one thing is knowing something in practicality. So alhamdulillah, he has put on in all his experiences and given us the practical formula of how, as human beings, how as Muslims, how as an ummah, we can thrive by following these principles, inshallah.
MashaAllah. So Mawsaab, we are quite eager to listen to some of his Madani Pearls, words of wisdom, and inshallah, the intention behind it is to implement in our lives, because Mawsaab, as you mentioned about his travel and his extensive travel, I mean, he has been declared to be the greatest Eastern tourist, Mawsaab.
Subhanallah.
So from this, as Mawsaab had mentioned, he's famous by being the Eastern tourist after Ibn Battuta, as you mentioned, Mawsaab. So places where he toured include the Syria, Asia, Rome, and Africa as well, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So when he has so extensively traveled the globe, Mawsaab, it's most definite that people gain experiences when they travel, the things that they see, they observe. So can Mawsaab share with us some teachings that we could implement in our lives? We are filled with and stuck with calamities around us, that surround us, Mawsaab, that perhaps doesn't allow people to move further in life. There are some people out there who are struggling to make a decision with business. There are some people out there struggling to realize whether I have befriended the right person or the wrong person. There are some people out there who don't know whether they have made right decisions in life, and they want to rectify the wrong that they have done. Keeping in view the teachings and the sayings of these personalities is, of course, the tarjama, the translation of the blessed ayat and ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani, uska nichod hi hai, uska summary hota. And this makes it easier for us to digest and for us to remember at the same time, mashallah, because they did not only mention these quotes, however, they have even practiced it, then taught it to us through their amal and actions as well, Mawsaab ji. So do let us know of some of his aqwal and his teaching.
Mawsaab, okay, as Mawsaab was speaking of people's relationship, how we appreciate people around us. And one such lesson he taught us is that don't judge a book by its cover.
Achcha.
Don't take things on face value. You don't know what hikmat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in this or in that person. And he narrates the story of one of the sons of a king. He says that son of his was short in stature, and he was also not very good looking. So, and king has other sons as well, other children as well, and they were tall and good looking, mashallah. So one day, this child now this is also a lesson for parents who pick and choose among their children. Or this is the favorite child, or this is the poster boy, or as we tend to call it. So this now creates a very disturbing environment at home, favoriting one child over the other. Now this makes the children grow resentful, and then the fight occurs later on in life when the brothers don't want to see eye to eye. This is the seed that perhaps may be sown by the parents itself.
Yes, agreed, Mawsaab.
So the parents should also take notice 100%. Of this, that, you know what, treat your children equally, and inshallah, you'll see the result of it, that when they grow up, they will also learn to teach each other equally, and their children also will thrive in the same manner. So this is a legacy that you leave behind as a parent.
For sure.
So he, the king, he used to look down at that son who wasn't very good looking, and he was thin, and he wasn't very tall like the other children, whereas the other children, they were tall and they were fair, they were good looking. So one day that child says, he was heartbroken, he says to his father that, you know what, you look at me with contempt because I don't look good, but remember my father, I am the most loyal to you. And in the battlefield, when you are fighting with the enemy, you need a horse that is thin, but you need a horse, not a fat donkey that can fight for you. And then he says, he mentions one beautiful sheer, Sheikh Sadir Rahmatullah, at this point, which should inshallah inspire us. He says, أَقَلُّ جِبَالِ الْأَرْضِ تُورٌ وَإِنَّهُ لَأَعْزَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ قَدْرًا وَمَنْزِلًا. That the smallest of mountain on earth is Kohitur.
Ya Salam.
The Mount Tur, subhanallah. But in its greatness, in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is the greatest. Subhanallah. So such a small mountain, but in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is the greatest, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made kalam with Musa alayhi salam on Kohitur, mashallah. And then he says that you must have heard that a wise person is he who takes a horse, no matter if the horse is, you know, maybe a thin or weak, but nevertheless it's a horse. A wise person will take a horse, though it may be weak, instead of choosing a fat ox in a battlefield. Subhanallah. So these are the ways he gives examples. And his, through his poetry, mashallah, he inspires us that, you know what, look at in contrast. So don't judge a book by its cover, because the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we may never know. And then he says the famous quote of Imam Sheikh Sadir Rahmatullah, when the child spoke to his father in this manner and made him realize that, you know what, oh, okay, I never knew his worth. He may not be very good looking, but his wisdom is on another level. And then Sheikh Sadir Rahmatullah says, Ta mard sukhan na gufta bashad, aibo hu narash na hufta bashad. That until a person says something, you don't know what gems that he is hiding, subhanAllah, within him. And then he says, Har besha guma mabur ki khalist, shayad ki pilang hufta bashad. That not every Allah bush that you Allah see that is empty, there is nothing there. You don't know if a tiger is sleeping there.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Ya baat hai Madine ki, these are the wisdoms of the pious predecessors, Mama Sahib. Alhamdulillah. Isi baat pe hum dobara wo sher padhna cha rahe hain, and I request the viewers to also recite with me. Milke padhte hain.
Balaghal ula bi kamalihi kashafa duja bi jamalihi hasuna jami salihi sallu sallu alayhi wa alihi sallu alayhi wa alihi.
Subhanallah. Mawsab, with regards to his books, you mentioned, and ash'ar, and as we mentioned, that such couplets that have words of wisdom in it, you know, advises in the poetry form. He advises you what to study, how to study. He advises you how to live on this planet. He advises you how to strengthen your connection with Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He advises people how to find friends. What qualities should you look for in a woman and in a man? He advises children. He advises elders and seniors and all age group, Masab, subhanAllah. In these books, many of the older ulamas used to study this kitab, Masab, in Dars-e Nizami. And even today as well, Masab, there are some institutes in the world which still teaches the books of Sheikh Sadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, subhanAllah. So, Masab, he's of course accepted in the bargah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can Masab maybe perhaps enlighten us with regards to his acceptance in bargah-e nubuwwat?
Actually, those poets, I have heard some poets who derive inspiration from Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah to write Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One such poet, I've heard this poetic verse, that jise sunke Sheikh Sadi بلغ الاولا پکارے میرے دست ناتوا میں وہی جامع.
So
they derive inspiration from Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala, how to praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. So he was so instrumental in spreading the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other derive inspiration from him, and mashallah, as we are speaking of his devotion to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was deeply devoted to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Ahle Bayt as well. And in one famous dua that we make, this dua is also masha very famous, mashallah, he says, خدایا بحق بنی فاطمہ کبر کو کنی خاتمہ اگر دعوتم رد کنی ور قبول منو دست دامان آل رسول.
سبحان اللہ.
So he makes dua in the court of Allah سبحان اللہ through the sadaqa and the wasila of the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu, the children of Sayyida Fatima Zahra رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. So that shows his devotion.
چلے مولا صاحب, جن کو یہ بھی نہیں پتا تھا آج یہ بھی پتا چل گیا ہوگا کہ کنہوں نے یہ شعر لکھا ہے, بیکاز ساری دنیا میں اس شعر کو بھی دعاؤں میں پڑھی جاتی. And I have heard this dua several times in South Africa, mashallah. Khudaya bihaq bani Fatima, we make this dua at the ending of a dua, and for the sake of blessings, barakah blessings, as there are many other ash'ar which are recited in the shan of Ahlul Bayt, mashallah, to gain blessings from them through their wasila in your dua and supplication. And this is the very same dua which mashallah has now recited, dear viewers of Madani channel. Mashallah advises for students out there who study, who carry books, who go to the madrasa, meaning keeping or carrying books, or you know, just having a library of books, Mawsab, doesn't make a person a scholar. Studying the books, learning and educating yourself will actually remove you from darkness and bring you to light. Any advice for those readers of books, Mawsab, those who want to be leaders of tomorrow, those who love reading, Inshallah, those who love studying, any advice from Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala for those people?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. As for the advice of Sayyidina Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says, the knowledge is only as good as you have practiced it.
Achha.
If you have learned but never practiced it, it's of no use.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And he's saying it from experience.
Yeah.
And ilm without amal is nothing. It's just information, basically. And information is everywhere. So what good is it if a person learns but does not make amal on it? He says, in poetry form, mashallah, is ilm chanda ki beshtar khani chu amal dar tu nist nadani. That no matter how much of knowledge that you can achieve and you can attain, if you haven't done practice on it, then that person is as good as jahil.
Allah, Allah.
And then he says, na muhakkik bood na danishmand char paaye baru kitabe chand. Such a person cannot be a research scholar and cannot be a wise person. He is like a four-legged animal upon whom there is a burden of books.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And then he says, "Aate hi magzra che ilmo khabar ki baru hezamast ya daftar." Yani, that empty-minded person, what would he know, whether on his back is books or something else that he's carrying the burden of?
Mawsab, such great words of wisdom, Mawsab, hikmat bari baate. This makes us realize how serious and we need to become in life, Mawsab, to understand these matters. With so much of experience and travel for over 30 years, dear viewers, known to be the greatest Eastern tourist, and then he gives you these Madani pearls. Don't you think they are priceless, dear viewers, with such experience? Because this is that advice, Mawsab, which is learned through experience in life, Mawsab. Alhamdulillah. And it's for the entire world. So if you study these Madani pearls properly, dear viewers, you will analyze that it is either the translation or the summary of some verse or the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah, I noticed, mashallah, from the time I am, of course, here, Mawsab, and we are doing these programs, and from the time, mashallah, I know myself, I know Mawlana Sahib respectively, I have always known that you have special inclination towards Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, towards his discussion, towards his books. And even when we travel, mashallah, I've seen many times in your hands Sheikh Saadi's books that you acquire ilm e deen from Wasab. So I see that the special nisbat and the faizan of this nisbat, mashallah, zabajallah. May Allah Kareem keep the blessings flowing, Wasab. And may we all receive the blessings of these buzugan e deen. Is there any special reason for this?
Actually, when I started Dars e Nizami, this is the first book I read.
Allah.
And it stuck with me. Although it's been years from that time, I may not pick up every other book that I read in Dars e Nizami, but this Gulistan book, I keep it near and dear to my heart. It resonates with me on a lot of levels, alhamdulillah. And I feel there is a lot to learn from it. And the way he simplifies Islamic teachings for us, and on a personal level, if we want to focus on personal development, spiritual developments, it can really help a person to develop personally and spiritually,
mashallah,
a person to, and bring him, himself to that level, so we can, inshallah, tread the same path was trodden by the pious predecessors.
Mashallah, Mawasab. And I hope this jazba continues, especially for the viewers out there. May Allah Kareem make us understand our beautiful Islam, dear viewers, that has guided us in all walks of life, Mawasab, especially learning and studying these great personalities, Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. As closing words, Mawasab, they lived a very, as I mentioned earlier as well, a simple and a Sufi life, Mawasab, that's filled with sacrifices, filled with such sacrifice that their intention was only to please Allah Azza wa Jalla, never to flirt with any person in the world, never to flatter any human being to show them how much of knowledge they had, or how much they could praise other people by their poetry, so on and so forth. However, whatever this ummah has received through these great personalities, Mawasab, it is indeed a blessing, even though you said, Mawasab, thousands of years have passed. But even after 800 years or thousands of years passing, Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, his name still continues to glitter and shine in the skies, dear viewers. His teachings will never fade off. His aqwal, his mashallah, dars that he has given the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is filled with the love of Mustafa, jani rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Jee Mawasab, any closing sentiments and words from Mawasab with regards to Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi?
Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, I've heard from Buzurgan e Deen and my asatiza as well. Ustaz of mine, alhamdulillah, he is late now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him mercy and maghfirah. He was actually so much in love with Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala that he took his book and he wrote a commentary on it, on Gulistan e Saadi, and he named it Bahar e Jawada. Subhanallah. So this is the pious individuals in our lives, such as our teachers, our satiza, who groom us and who introduce us to these personalities and the greats of the greats, such as Sayyidina Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And they were contemporary, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi and Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And they both gained popularity in their own ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were both were accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they both shared similar theme and inculcated the love of Rasulullah in the hearts of millions of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake.
Ameen. Mawasab, it felt like you shouldn't stop and you should continue letting us know more Madani pearls about Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. So time is always of the essence, Mawasab. We have come to the end of the program, and we say shukran to all the viewers, all those listeners and viewers out there who watch today's program. And I end on this note, giving us one beautiful teaching of Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Subhanallah. He says that responding to an evil with evil is very easy, but if you are really a courageous person, do treat the one with goodness who commits evil against you. Allahu Akbar. Do treat him with some goodness. And this is also another hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said earlier, they are translations of the blessed ahadith, or they are the summary of some hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a poetry form or in a form of advice. So you can never treat evil with evil. However, you can better the evil with your kindness, inshallah, with goodness. May Allah forgive our sins. And we will be back tomorrow, inshallah, with another program, dear viewers. We'll be be speaking on different topics. Stay with us and please convey this message to others only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep watching the upcoming programs on your Madani channel. Shukran to Mu'asab for joining us, and inshallah we will meet with the viewers tomorrow. Same time, same place on your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.